Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org, and in this video, I want to talk about true value. Okay, let's talk about true value. So I've been thinking about this issue of value, and sometimes I use the word value in my videos, and I talk about lower values versus higher values. The way that I'm going to be using it in this video is a little bit different. So there's a couple of different definitions for what value is, although there is overlap eventually. So what do I mean by true value? I think that a lot of our potential and a lot of opportunity in our own lives is simply squandered because we're not very good at seeing the true value of things or tasks or projects that we can be involving ourselves in. How does this actually work? How does this practically work? Well, I find this happening in my own life. I find this happening in the lives of my clients, other people. Really, what's happening is that it's very easy to look at a thing and value it in an unrealistic way. Instead of seeing what's true about it, we see the apparent value, or the value that society puts on it, or the value that our family puts on it, or the value that somebody else's belief system puts on it, rather than the real value that that thing has to us, to you, to me, to whoever is doing this evaluation. So how does this actually look in real life? Well, I'll give you an example. I was coaching a client of mine who's a really brilliant, sharp guy. He's a video game designer. And one of the challenges he had is that we were talking and he said, well, he felt like he wasn't getting enough learning out of the work that he was doing, and that the company he was working for, he just wasn't able to get enough knowledge there. He felt like he wasn't progressing fast enough. And so we were looking into that issue, and one of the things that came up is that he really felt like he didn't have any tools or avenues to go down to learn more about his craft. And that's a serious problem, right? You gotta be always learning to get better. So we were looking into that issue, and then what came up is that we found out, as we were talking, that he actually had access to the GDC Vault. And the GDC Vault is for video game designers and video game developers. Probably you don't know this, not being involved with the industry, but I was in that industry. And what they have is they have a convention called GDC. It's the Game Developers Conference. And it's held once a year in March in San Francisco. And what that means is the best game developers in the entire world all flock to that one location in a convention hall, and basically they have speakers giving amazing lectures, they have visionaries, they've got literally the industry leaders all there. They're doing roundtables, they're giving lectures, they're giving their best tips and techniques, all the stuff that they've been working on in the last few years. They bring that out, they talk about it, they dissect it, they analyze it. So this is a really an amazing opportunity for a designer to be at GDC, and you can listen to a lot of these lectures, learn a lot of stuff. And this goes on for about 1 week every month, in the month of March every year. So the GDC Vault, what that is it is all the lectures and all the panel discussions, all the roundtables from every GDC over the last like 15 years. And that has been all organized as audio files, and I don't know if they have video now. They probably have video as well. So audio and video, just all the resources of all those discussions are there. Now that is a gold mine. And I remember when I was a designer, I didn't have access to the whole vault, but I would selectively purchase just individual lectures from that vault. And there's literally thousands of lectures in there, and I would just buy one or two lectures. And even there, I got so much value out of that. It gave me so much know-how, so much advancement as a designer that I was like, wow, that's amazing. I need to study this more. And so there was a lot of value in that. Right? Now, this client that I was coaching, he actually has access to this entire vault for free through his company. And we were talking about that, and it seemed like he was so down on his prospects that he didn't really see the value in what he had there, the opportunity. And that's a lot of what happens in our own lives, is that we don't see the opportunities that are already there. Sometimes we're so caught up in the way that our life is already flowing, that we miss some of these gold mines, literally gold mines, that we can go and we can dig through and just pull out total gems. So, you know, it took me some effort to convince him that this is actually something that he should mine some more, because he's got this opportunity. Now he needs to go in there and capitalize on it, right? And maybe now he will, because now what's happened is that literally I saw the value that he was missing, and then I pointed him to it, and I said, look, you're missing value here. Why don't you go and try to capitalize on this value? And then, in his mind, it triggers, and it goes like, oh, right, there is more value here than there appears to be on the surface. And then when he goes in there and he digs through it, he'll actually probably discover that there's even more value than he even thinks there is right now. Because stuff will just pop up, right? You can't even anticipate what you're going to get from going through and looking at hundreds or thousands of lectures. You can't even anticipate some of the enormous potential that that can have. I mean, he could pull out one idea from that that will start some new project, start a new business venture, help him with a serious challenge at work that he's got. And I find that that is so, so true, and that that this is just one example. I mean, I find that this is happening in my own life too. There's so many things that when I really think about it, put my focus on, and I really ask myself, what's the true value of that? And then I see it, I get a flash of it, because this is consciousness, this is awareness you have to bring to the problem. You bring awareness to it, it's like, whoa, there's so much value there, and yet I'm not capitalizing on it at all, and yet I spend the rest of my day complaining about how I should be doing better, I could be doing better, I don't have enough resources, I don't have enough of the know-how or the information that I need to move forward, when in fact, there's so much out there. Now, why is this happening? This is happening because of this distinction between apparent value and true value. And society tends to carry us along. And when we're unconscious and we get in the flow of society, we go along with it, and we just tend to conventionally value things as society values them. You know, you see, for example, a nice Ferrari on the street, and that Ferrari, you might say, oh, damn. Let's say you're walking with your friends, you see the Ferrari, it's like, damn, like that's something to behold, because you know that that car probably costs, what, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever it costs, right? Couple hundred grand that car costs, and you're like, wow, that's something special. There's a reason I'm looking at that Ferrari and I'm not looking at this Toyota Camry over here, because that has more value, right? More value. But what is the true value? That's the apparent value. That's kind of the value of society. It's a surface level value. What is the true value? The true value is what that thing can do for you, and ultimately how successful it can make you, and how fulfilled it can make you. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, all of a sudden that Ferrari might not have as much true value as you think it does. In fact, maybe this Camry has more value, because I can guarantee you that the Camry is much more practical than a Ferrari. In the Camry, you can probably actually like load up your groceries. You can actually have some space for your friends to come travel with you on a trip that you want to go on. It's a lot cheaper to maintain. It takes cheaper fuel. It's probably more efficient, better for the environment. I mean, there's a host of really practical, great things about a Camry, which is, by the way, why Camrys are so popular, is because they're extremely utilitarian and practical and still nice. You know, there's much worse cars than a Camry. But a Ferrari has some nice things going for it as well. I'm sure it can get you some attention from the girls and other stuff like that, and maybe it can make you look like a hotshot in front of your business partners. But is that really true value for you? You got to ask yourself, that status that you get with a Ferrari, is that true value or is that apparent value? Probably a lot of it is apparent, and the true value you're not seeing. And this goes for everything. You got to really start to ask yourself, what is the true value of eating more vegetables in your diet? What is the true value versus the apparent value there? What is the true value of doing meditation? The true value, not the apparent value. What is the true value of waking up on time every morning and never sleeping in? What is the true value of having a career that you're really, really passionate about, rather than just dialing it in and doing a boring 9-to-5 job? What is the true value of doing personal development committing yourself to doing personal development? What is the true value of that book that you have lying on your coffee table? Just that book that you've always been telling yourself that you should read, that awesome book. You even bought it, but now it's just laying there on your coffee table and you're not picking it up. What's the value of reading that versus the apparent value? What's the true value? I find that this is so true, especially, for example, with a book. Because the book, every book actually on the back, has a sticker on it and has a value. And that value is usually, for a paperback book, that's what? It's usually between $10 to $20. That's about the cost of a paperback book in the U.S. right now. Yet, that's the value that the manufacturer puts on it. That's the value that the author puts on it. That's the value that the marketplace puts on it. But what is the value of that book to you? If it's the right book that has the right information that is appropriate for your life right now, then the value of that book could be tens of thousands of dollars. It could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. It could be millions of dollars. How can that be? Well, if you read a book, for example, on starting a business, and you've been thinking about starting a business, but you haven't yet because you don't really know what to do and you haven't really gotten the courage to get out there and do it. But then you read this book and you read someone's story about how they started a business, and that inspires you. All of a sudden that motivates you to go out there and start your own. I mean, wow, what is the what just happened there? There's this divergence between you not having a business and now having one, and the difference. Sometimes the difference is a very small, tangible thing, something that puts you just over the top from one path onto the next. And that difference in this case could be a $15 paperback book that is lying on your coffee table that you have not picked up because you are not seeing that this book has the potential of making that shift for you from the track that you're currently on, maybe working some sort of menial job and not getting paid well for it, to starting your own business, becoming an entrepreneur, growing through that, and earning millions of dollars, and creating jobs for other people, and improving the world. I mean, wow, what a huge difference made by something apparently valueless, right? $15 for this book, apparently no value. I mean, I see this personally in myself. I've given you examples of some of my clients, but with myself, I really see this because I have access. I'm kind of fortunate and also unfortunate in this way, is that I have access to literally all the best books, a lot of the best personal development material, seminars, audio programs, video programs, lectures. I have all this. I literally have dozens of books on my bookshelf that I've purchased already, and they're just sitting there, and I haven't gotten myself to them. And honestly, if I just tried a little bit harder, I would. But what's happening is that I'm not seeing the apparent value as well. I literally have a vault of gold in my house, a vault of gold, which is knowledge, and I haven't processed it yet. And I sometimes delay. I still read a lot, but also I'm not reading as much as I could be, and I'm not studying as much stuff as I could be. Because when I really think about it and I put consciousness to it, which I just did before I started shooting this video, I put kind of my conscious awareness on the fact that, wow, I have all this amazing information that I could be digging through right now. And how much value would that have for me? It would be ridiculous. Because it would be allow me to improve my own life, but then it would allow me to share that information with you guys and then influence your lives. And so literally this information could be shaping thousands of lives, including my own and all my viewers. So for me, that's like, wow, ridiculous, ridiculous levels of value. And yet I take it very complacently right now. And the reason is because I'm hooked on the apparent value and not on the real value. So what does it take to see real value? Well, I think conscious awareness. You have to start thinking about what is really valuable in your life and what is the value of something. I'm sure when you actually sit down and do this, either through journaling or just through contemplation throughout your day, you're just thinking about stuff. You think about it and you ask yourself questions like, what is the real value here? What is the real value there? And you start looking at different aspects of your life. You know, all the different components that you've got. You've got your gym routine, you've got what you're eating, you've got your business, you've got your family life, you've got the hobbies that you've got the books that you're reading or not reading, the TV that you're watching, the entertainment that you're doing, the way that you're interacting with your friends, all those situations you can analyze using this filter of true value and ask yourself, Is this the most valuable thing that I could be doing with my time? Is the value that I think is there really there? And is the time and energy that I'm putting into this activity, is it really justifying the value that I'm getting from it? The real value. Not the fake, phony value, but the real value. And that ultimately means, is this activity promoting my well-being? Is it promoting my health? Is it promoting my level of fulfillment? Is it promoting my happiness? Is it promoting my peace of mind? Is it promoting my bank account and my finances and my career? If it is, then that's something that you want to invest more of your time and energy into. And if it's not, that's something you want to be pulling yourself out of. This can be tricky because a lot of times you have to go against the flow. You have to go against the grain, so to speak, of mainstream society and popular culture, and even the friends that are around you. Because your friends, for example, might really hold that it's very valuable to have a fancy car. And so you kind of get caught up with them. And your friends might think that it's really important to have a nice car. And so they're trying to one-up each other with buying better cars and showing off. And maybe your coworkers and the people that you're working with, they're also interested in that. And so it's like a game. It's like everyone's playing this game of trying to get a better car. And it's like, oh, who's got the best car this year? It's that guy. And you kind of buy into that whole thing. That's you buying into apparent value. Because if you really think about that situation, you're like, wait a minute, what is this car really doing for me? Is it doing what I want it to be doing? Is it really improving my life? Or is it just me playing this game with other people, like a big chess game, and I'm just moving pawns around and nothing's really happening? That's cars. Maybe cars are silly to you. Maybe that you're saying to yourself, well, cars, I would never see any real value in a car. I would never get caught up in that. But yet, there's something else that you're probably caught up on, some sort of trap. Maybe we can call it a value trap. Something that you're doing that is not really aligned with what you should be doing. It's not really making you fulfilled, yet you're caught up on it and you think that it's important. Just because either society tells you that it's important, or your friends tell you that it's important, or just your past conditioning overall, maybe the way you were raised, or the beliefs that you created within yourself, are telling you that, yes, this is something that I should be really focused on. For example, money. I mean, how hooked are you on money? Is the money that you want, the increase in money, is that extra raise, that extra promotion that you want, is that really going to lead you to better health? Is it really going to lead you to a better career? Is it really going to lead you to more fulfillment? I mean, maybe it will, but maybe it won't. I'm guessing that if you're at a point in your life where you have difficulty paying the bills, then it probably is important to you. But if you're at a point in your life where you can handle your bills and you've got most of the stuff handled, and now you're just shooting for that extra promotion, you just want more and you just want more, and you really look into that and you ask yourself, why do you want that extra promotion? Then you might look into it one day and you might say to yourself, wow, you know, I'm working myself mad here trying to get this promotion. I'm sacrificing time with the family. I'm sacrificing time with my girlfriend or boyfriend. I'm sacrificing my own hobbies and other things that I should be doing. I'm sacrificing my own health and peace of mind just so that I can get this extra $10,000 a year. But what is that really going to do for me? I mean, it's going to be a few extra digits in my bank account, but might that time be better spent doing something else, something that more directly aligns with what I want in my life, with my true and deep fulfillment? And that can be hard to do because you have to really be independent-minded. I think that's why a lot of successful and really happy people in life, the really successful ones, the ones that are living extraordinary lives, I think those people by necessity have to be independent-minded. And that's why I'm very keen on this idea of independence and being independent-minded. You have to be thinking for yourself. Because if you're thinking along with everybody else, or you have this tendency to just go with the flow, what's going to happen is that you are going to go with the flow, and you're just going to get carried downstream. And the stream that it's going to carry you down, it's basically going to carry you down into the mud of society. Because society's values are very much low consciousness values. They're not values of success and excellence. They're values of mediocrity and comfort and laziness. And it's very easy to get caught up in that. There are also values of shallowness and values of superficiality. So while on the one hand, I'm using this money example, and it might sound like I'm criticizing money, I have nothing against money. In fact, I think you should make as much money as you can, and that more money is better. So there's nothing wrong inherently with money. Just as long as you don't use it and you don't delude yourself into being that hamster in a wheel, just chasing something that is ultimately not making you fulfilled. So if you have a good reason for having more money, great. But if you're just chasing more money or that promotion to get more money for some sort of shallow, superficial reason, just simply because you want to appear more successful in front of your family, or just because you want to be the highest paid person in the office, or just because you've been conditioned that you should be making over six figures every year, or some sort of shallow, silly, non-authentic reason, then you're never really going to be satisfied in life. And this is why you have to start to develop your own independent thinking, because you're going to have to start to look into situations very critically from now on, analyze the true versus apparent value, and then go for the true value, right? Because it's very easy to see it, but then have people pressure you into giving up your notions of what the true value is, and then going for the apparent value. Because it's always easy to go for the apparent value, it's much harder to go for the true value. So the true value might mean that instead of going partying tonight and getting drunk on a Friday night, you sit down and you read a book. Because you see that the book, that $15 book on your coffee table, that has millions of dollars worth of value for you in terms of not just money, but also your fulfillment. It'll make you fulfilled when you're running your own business, right? Versus going out and partying and drinking with your friends on a Friday night, which has maybe some value of blowing off a little steam and having some fun. But ultimately, you see that that's not really what you want. That's not really going to make you fulfilled in life doing that. Maybe once in a while, but you don't want to make a lifestyle of it. So there you might have this clarity moment where you say, you know what? Tonight I'm not going to go out. Tonight I'm going to sit and I'm going to finish this book because I see that there's real value in this book. And that other thing is apparent value. All right, so this is it. This is what I have to say about true versus apparent value. Go out there and find the true value and have the courage to pursue it. That's so critical to creating an extraordinary life. All right, I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Please like this. Please share this with your friends. Post it on Facebook. Get this message out there so that we can help bring everybody up pursuing their highest values. And then, of course, come check out actualize.org and sign up to the newsletter, because I've got awesome free videos coming out every week for you guys. Articles, videos, other stuff that I have planned down the road. So all this information is helping you to create an extraordinary life. These are the mindsets that you need. This is the wisdom that you need to start seeing what true value is. And once you start seeing what that true value is, and you have the techniques and the ideas, and you actually go out there and start applying some of this stuff, wow, the way that your life can be transformed can be pretty unbelievable, literally unbelievable, the way that you can potentially transform your life. Because the information that I'm sharing with you guys is, even though it's just a simple YouTube video, this one 15, 20 minute video can have millions of dollars of value to you if you actually apply it and you see it. And I hope you can see the value in this video, and I hope that you can trust that there's more where this came from. There's a lot more. So go sign up for free. You also get some nice exclusive bonuses for signing up. You get an exclusive 19-part video series to help you bust through some of your top limiting beliefs when it comes to creating an extraordinary life. And then you also get to sign up and get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching, which I give away to one of my subscribers every month.